This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Next on the programme, a topic we've never actually... Now, on 98FM, we have an exclusive for you. And this shocked and sickened us when we saw it. Terrifying to think that in 2017, this is still happening. I want to bring you to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. On our Facebook page, you will see two photographs. And during the night in Macoulin Estate in... Macoulin Estate in Talla, a playground was targeted by what we can only describe as racist, disgusting thugs. They painted onto the ground in very large words and very accurately written, "Black, see you next Tuesdays," and the N-word. So disgusting, actually, that I'm not even allowed to say these things on the radio, what they actually wrote on the ground. The images, as I said, can be seen on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Some disgusted social media users have been commenting under the images on our page. One wrote, "A kip of a place. I wouldn't take a house in it if they gave it to me for free. My nephew and his mum live there and I hate the thoughts of it. They've been broken into and robbed twice of everything they own. The racism is the least of their problems up there." This is about Macoulin Estate in Talla. Another one wrote, "That's shocking in this day and age. They're not racist. They are uneducated idiots." Well, they're uneducated idiots who actually know how to use a paint roller, because this was definitely... done, I won't say professionally, but it was done, it wasn't just your average pathetic graffiti. These actually went to a bit of trouble to do this. The photographs are on our Facebook page right now at facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. Another wrote, "Probably done it themselves to get out of the area and into a bigger house." Like, seriously, who would actually do that? Who would actually write graffiti like that on the ground with a view to getting out of the place? 6797981 is our phone number. What we want to know on 98FM's Dublin Talks right now is, do you believe that African families are safe in areas like this where there is such blatant racism going on? Have a look at the photographs on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D, and you will see those photographs. Jade, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break. You're ashamed to be from that estate.
Yeah, I just think it's absolutely disgraceful the way that African families are being treated. And that is disgraceful to wake up and see in the morning, kids are going to see that today. And just not right at all.
Is this, you actually live in the estate, do you?
Yeah, I live right across from that playground.
And have you, or are you aware of ongoing racism in the area? Or is this the first you've seen of this or heard of this?
I think it's more because there are so many African families in the estate that is why it's in that area more so than other places.
Okay. There seem to be quite a number of African families in that estate or around
and
that area.
And there is.
Yeah.
There is. But there's plenty of Irish families as well.
Yes.
There's a travelling community down the other end of the estate also. It's not just an African estate.
No, absolutely. But when you see graffiti like that, and like I said, I'm not even allowed to read what one of the spray painting on the ground says. "Black, see you next Tuesday's out." And certainly if I were from the African community, I'd be terrified if I saw that.
It's disgusting, really, because it makes us as Irish families that are living in the estate look like we're racist. And to be honest, I'm not. I've never had one incident or disagreement with an African family in the estate. I've never had any trouble with them. And to be honest, the only trouble I've ever had in the estate is with Irish families.
Really, yeah?
Yeah, like, they've never caused me any trouble. I'm not racist in the slightest. And I just think it makes everyone else that is Irish in the estate look like we're racist. And I can speak for myself and the Irish families that I know from the estate, and we're not.
Who would
it's
you
not our views.
Who would you blame for this?
Well, I don't think it's the kids. It doesn't look like kids to me.
And like I said, looking at the standard of the writing, it looks like it was actually that the spray painting was actually done with rollers, with paint.
I think it would be teenagers more than anything. It's not young kids. And it's really sad for the younger kids, the 5-year-olds, the 6-year-olds that do play in that playground, because there is many of them. Mm. And they will see that. And that's all the generation passing on their racism to the younger generation.
Absolutely,
and it's sickening.
Yes. It is quite sickening. Stay there for 1 second. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme. 0877 989898. 0877 989898. I would love to hear from you on this and find out how you feel about it. Should those people in... Africans in states like this be afraid? A lot of people believe that they should. Where am I going now? Dan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dan?
How you doing, Adrian? How's
good,
it going?
Thank you, Dan. Not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Well, basically, just from looking at it, it looks like it was done by an adult, and it looks like it was done by the same person. So I don't think it was teenagers. I think it was a grown man or a grown woman that did that. It's disgraceful. It's absolutely
It certainly wasn't young kids.
No, it wasn't. It was an adult that done it. I'd say it looks like, to be honest, misguided hate, in my opinion. It looks like even a state full of people that are like, I put up a status on Facebook there saying that I've delivered for furniture for years. Hello.
Yeah. Go on. Oh, we just have to lose him. We'll try and get him back in a second. Rachel, you're on 98FM. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Rachel. What did you want to say on this?
I tell you, what people are forgetting is the reason there is so many African families in McCull is because when the housing estate was built, a lot of the Irish families refused them.
And they didn't want to live in that particular estate?
No.
Right.
And
okay.
a lot of them were refused by Irish people. I actually know this because I was one of the first people in the estate. And I was there for a number of years. Now I'm out there a couple of years.
Right.
But I would put everything on it. Any trouble I seen there was not from one coloured family at all. I am not even joking when I say this. There was no trouble. All the trouble came from the Irish fellas in the estate across from it, and the travellers' houses facing it. That is exactly, and this isn't like putting travellers down or people from the other state. That is exactly where the trouble came from. Exactly where. And where that is, there's a playground and there's a park behind it, like a kind of basketball court, say. And they would all the coloured fellas would meet there, they would play basketball, they would have their games, and all the Irish would be the ones to come over and cause trouble with them. And it was always the same for years, and it's been like that from the very start with them. The very start, and I have to be honest, there's no way in hell that was done by a child or a teenager. That was done by an adult. That writing is too perfect. It's too precise. It's done too well.
And I agree with you. It certainly wasn't kids.
No, definitely not.
Stretch of the imagination. And by the way, if you want to look at the photographs of this graffiti, log on to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And you will see yourself. This graffiti was done with what looks like a paint roller.
You know, I actually thought that, if I'm honest, I actually thought it was the paint from, you know, when they're doing the markings on the roads.
That's what it looked like to me as well, to be honest with you. Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like to me.
No, I'm sure it was none of the line painter lads that did it, but yes, it does look... No, well, all you need for that is a roller and a tin of white paint. And it's sprayed all over this playground. And as I said, if you want to have a look at the photographs, they're on our Facebook page right now. But they definitely, like you said, Rachel, it definitely wasn't done by children.
Oh, no. Like, and the worst part is it really does give the people there that have no issues and have no problems a genuine bad name.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because I will say up there isn't a lot of people that would cause trouble. There is a number of houses that, truthfully, if the council got their finger out and got it sorted, this wouldn't be happening. And it would be the same in most estates. Most of them are really good people. There's a few houses in each estate where people will complain about antisocial behaviour. They will complain about them, but the council and that do nothing. They do nothing. They just keep giving warning after warning and do nothing. And it's just the same old problem then. It just escalates and they bring in new friends and the gangs, and it just all escalates. But it's always the good people that are given the bad name for something like that, because most people up here do not think like that.
Mm.
Do not.
Of course not.
Like
absolutely.
Not
I agree. Yeah, absolutely agree. And, you know, anybody who thinks that everybody in that estate thinks that way is wrong.
Yeah.
And it's a sad reflection. And I kind of feel sorry for the genuine people in that area that you're being branded as being racist when, like I said, the vast majority of people in that estate are decent people.
Yeah, they really, really are. There's so many good people, so many good people. The part of the estate I lived in, there was two, I'm not going to say whether apartment or house because it's a mix of a lot. There was two places and they caused so much trouble. I mean, it was unbelievable. With the council and all, they done nothing. There was complaints after complaints and they done nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. There was just warning and warning and warning. And I think they, at this rate, they probably got about 12 warnings, but nothing gets done. And they wonder why people don't go to them then, or people end up taking matters into their own hands, or why things escalate, you know what I mean? And things escalate as far as going to something like that, which is a disgrace. It's disgraceful.
It is disgusting. It absolutely is disgusting.
Do you know what I mean? And I do think the council have a part to play in it, because they don't deal with it when it's reported, or they don't deal with it straight away and get it sorted.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's left to this, where things escalate so much that something like that comes into play, and people are left. I have to be honest, if that was written about white people and I was there, I would be terrified.
Stay there for 1 second. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Robbie, you're on 98FM. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing? All good.
Good, thank you, Robbie. What did you want to say on this?
I mean, it's sickening that it's happening, like, you know, but as that lady there is saying, it's a very, very small proportion of the people who are doing it, you know. Morons, if you like. It's like, I mean, we can turn around and say the council and the schools and blah, blah, blah and all this. And it definitely wasn't kids, because the thing is, like, kids don't have a racist undertone in their body until it's taught to them, you know. Like, I mean, it's the whole thing of it starts at home and, like, I mean, you treat people the way you want to be treated. But the unfortunate thing, not everybody thinks like that. And you're going to have these idiots who are going to be teaching, you know, racist comments and have racist comments about people just because they seem to have...
I know, but when I see graffiti like that sprayed on the ground of a playground, the N-word in huge letters, this isn't small, this is monstrous.
Yeah.
And then black see you next Tuesday's out. It's like something you'd expect to see back in South African days, like when
crazy.
Apartheid was doing the rounds in South Africa.
I know, it's ridiculous. And I mean, these people need to cop themselves on. Like, I mean, where do I live? There's a mix of all different types of nationalities, and the kids just play away with each other. Now, I'm not saying that I live in a paradise either, but I mean, obviously, there's probably some undertones of racism there. But like, the kids, like, from, you know, Lithuania, Ireland, Africa, wherever it may be, play together. And as I said, like, it's only in later years that the racist tones come out. So, like, I mean, I firmly believe it begins at home. But the unfortunate thing is you can't trust some parents. And it's disgraceful that those people have to wake up to see that on a playground in the morning time, especially in a playground where the kids are going to play. I mean, what kind of message does that send out? Like, the parents are there, they can kind of take it on the chin in a way, but the kids go and see something like that. I mean, what kind of message does that send out? We're not wanted here. And that's the thing that these people want. But we have to stand up and say to the people who are doing this sort of crap is, no, you're not talking for us. You're not talking
Do me a favour, Robbie. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please, because I have to take a very quick break, but I'll come straight back to you in just a moment. 6797981 is our telephone number. Porrick, you're saying, I find this hard to believe that somebody can actually in any way justify this, you're saying that you can see why people are doing stuff like this.
First of all, Adrian, what estate did you say this was? McWilliam?
No, MacIllam Estate in Talla.
Is that the one in City West, is it?
I don't actually know precisely. It's off the Fortunestown Road.
Yes, that estate, ironically, I priced that job back in 2006 when I was building that estate. But anyway, I can be honest with you. My wife had. We live in more or less beside that estate. We're up a bit. We're in the city west end of it. But my wife. There was an incident there last week. Actually, my wife was walking the dog down. There's a lot of business parks. I'll just give you. There's private estates and business parks, Adrian. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, she was walking the dog. There was City West security, or well known in the area. She said to my wife, don't go down there. he was an Eastern European security guy, and he says, what we have there, they were throwing stones at the security men, and they were all African kids. Now, they were kids and teenagers, and what he said was, don't go down there, missus, we're dealing with African animals here. This is the Eastern European security guy, okay?
Go on.
And at the end of the day, nobody condones this type of graffiti, but people really have had enough here, because in most of the areas, Dublin 15, 22, 24, and I live in Dublin 24, and I work in all the affluent areas in my paint and decorating business, and I go, as I say to my wife in the morning, Adrian, I go from multicultural hell that we're living in to heaven, the way the homogenous Irish society used to be 20 years ago. And I know, Adrian, it's not coming back. I'm a realist.
Okay, well, a lady on a moment ago said that, yes, there are African-Irish people living there, and in a lot of cases because Irish people wouldn't accept some of the houses in some of the estates. Well, I believe that.
Well, this particular estate, Adrian, there's another estate near to that called Brookfield. People will not. You had a show a few months back about delivery drivers from Chipper's fast food joints being mugged. These two estates, McWilliam you're talking about and Brookfield, they will not go into them estates anymore. That's how bad it is there. Basically, these areas have been turned into ghettos. It's like Tottenham in London. It's like Chicago or Detroit. This is what has happened to our beautiful country, because my family used to live in the UK, we seen this, the area we used to live in, this is back in the 80s, was taken over by African Asian gangs. And my late father said at the time, let's go home, lads, because let's go back to our own country. And this now has happened to our own country. These people have not been vetted. They've been let in willy-nilly. And nothing, Adrian, like you see the situation in France. It's always the second, third, fourth generation that start causing the problems. The first generation come in, they stay quiet. They're finding their feet, okay? It's always the same. The second, third generation have an identity crisis. But the Irish people are being bullied in these areas. The schools have been overrun. And basically, Ireland now is more or less a colony of Africa.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard anybody saying. That's just stupid, Pádraic. That stupid. Ireland has become a colony of Africa. Who's telling you? Sorry, I didn't say you see an army arriving now, Pádraic. You know, stop being
Adrian,
so silly.
There's a thing called birth rate. Now, you take one country in Africa, Ethiopia, they're having seven children. Let's get real here. The Irish and Eastern Europeans are having two children. They're having four or five. As the Americans say, do the math. You call me ridiculous. I'm a stats man. It's common sense. Let's not be PC for once, Adrian. These problems are going on. The whole of City West, Tala, Blanchardstown, Lucan, be turned into ghettos. Unfortunately, this was always going to happen. And these people were allowed in willy-nilly without visas. You remember these people came in claiming asylum. Their fathers and mothers came in claiming asylum, Adrian. They're the offspring of asylum seekers because they've done this to circumvent the visa requirements because their parents knew they would never get in this country if they said they were a cleaner or a taxi driver with no skills.
Okay, so hang on. On the one hand, Pádraic, you're saying I don't condone graffiti like that. Did I hear you saying that, and can you repeat that, please?
I said I don't condone it, but I can see why it's happening because the Irish people are being bullied here. And do you know who's to blame, Adrian? Our governments back to the 90s, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, of every hue, have let these people in willy-nilly with no vetting. And you think I'm being ridiculous. Adrian, I don't know where you live. Come out to City West, Tala, Lucan, Clondalkin, Clonee, Blanchardstown, and you'll see what I'm saying is on the money.
Okay, stay there for one second, Pádraic. Laura, you're on 98FM. How are you, Laura?
I am fine, thanks. You?
Good, thank you, Laura. You're horrified by this. When you hear somebody like Pádraic saying, while he doesn't condone this sort of graffiti, he can understand what's making people do it. What do you say to that?
I think it's wrong because me and my partner have our own business, and the amount of times like people have even came into us and gave us abuse for no reason because we're not like, I'm obviously British born and my partner's Asian, and we've had tons and tons and tons of abuse just for like no reason. So I kind of understand. There's people, fair enough, there is people who do these sort of things, who do bad things, but there's also innocent people as well who do nothing wrong and don't deserve anything. Like, don't deserve to have that sort of graffiti wrote about them. Like, especially kids, they're gonna, like, it's not good. Like, they're gonna feel like really bad. Like, you know.
Absolutely. I can only imagine how that would make somebody feel if they are that person that is being referred to, like with the N-word, ends out. Yeah. I just honestly find it just horrible that somebody would post something, would spray something like that, deliberately targeting at somebody who is from an ethnic minority. When you hear Porrick saying, while he doesn't condone this sort of graffiti, he can understand it.
I don't understand how he can say that. There's loads of people that do these sort of things, but it doesn't mean that anyone has the right to write these, like, that sort of message about anybody. Basically, like, I know how it feels, because I've had a lot of people give me abuse for no reason. Like I say, I have my own business over here, and some of the days, like, it gets really bad. Like, people just walk in and just, like, for example, like, if a customer has said something and I've been like, oh, yes, sir. He turned around and says, you're British, you have no right to call me, sir. Like, don't underestimate me. Like, got really rude. And, like, there's been loads of occasions like that, and it's just wrong. Like, for anybody, like, I'm just as much as a foreigner as anybody else. Do you know what I mean?
All right, stay there for one second. Porrick, when I hear this lady talking, it saddens me that she and her partner are getting abused like this. It's not right. Just because he happens to be Asian.
There's a very old saying, Adrian, birds of a feather flock together. What happens when people come into another country? They want to be with their own. You have the Irish that went to New York. You have the Irish, you have the Italians, you have the Hispanics. Everybody wants to be with their own. That's why multiculturalism does not work. But in our situation, Adrian, a lot of nationalities that have come into this country in the last 20 years, some of them are hardworking people. Others, people see that they're freeloaders. If you see people in the dole queues, in any post office, in these three postcodes I've mentioned, and then they're going to the bookies with the money, and they're sending the money out of this country, Western Union. It's an absolute disgrace. And I'm telling you, the Irish people...
Hang on for one second, Porrick. Again, some of what you're saying may be true. Two things. One is, it's absolutely none of your business what somebody does with their own money. And secondly, that sort of hatred that you're espousing leads to idiots writing graffiti like this on the ground.
Well, first of all, Adrian, I'm not exposing hatred. I'm exposing is not racism, is realism. And I'm saying to you, by the way, Adrian, you're 100% right. It is none of my business what money is being sent, or any Irish person being sent out of this country in Western Union, on one condition: that money is the proceeds of honest endeavour. But if some of that money, which I'm telling you it is the proceeds of criminal activity on a massive scale, it becomes my business as a taxpayer, your business, and you can talk to any guard off the record or anybody from social protection, and they will verify what I'm saying, Adrian.
Again, Porrick, the point I'm trying to make to you is, to listen to you spout off like this is the sort of thing that encourages people to daub graffiti like this on the ground.
Well, sorry, Adrian. I've got to apologise for be getting emotional on subjects like this. Number one, my modus operandi is, I love my country. I have children. I soon have grandchildren. They have to inherit this poison chalice which our government have inflicted on the Irish people. By the way, without our permission, they've multiculturalised this country in 20 years. The demographics of this country in the 1996 census was 98.5% Indigenous, Adrian. Now we're down to 75%. And you think this is not a problem? It is a huge problem, my friend. And our children are going to inherit this failed concept.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Philip. You're on 98FM. How are you, Philip?
I'm fine.
Now, as an African living in Ireland, how do you feel about graffiti like this, and how do you feel about comments made by people like Porrick?
And most of the time I've been listening to your program, where anytime it's come to the time, maybe they are making mention of Africa or foreigner, porridge is always ash on black people or foreigner. So he always make a mistake, he always make a lie. Because he make a statement that all the African children, they are so criminal, they do this, they do that. If African children are doing something bad, they copy it from the Irish friends. Because all African children, they are well-trained, well-brought up. If any of African children are doing something bad, they copy it from Irish people. So because our children are well-brought up, are well-trained, so only a few of them, maybe they will copy their friend, do whatever they are. Whatever the Derek or whatever his name is there.
Oh, sorry. I'm after losing every single phone line there, lads. I don't know what's after happening there. Every single one of our phone lines has just disappeared for some reason. Adrian, I'm fuming here listening to Porrick, says this message. There was a woman on a while ago saying it's the Irish that cause problems in these estates. How many times have you had people on about antisocial behaviour in estates and the majority are Irish thugs? What a racist. I can't stand him. Jordan, you're on 98FM. How are you, Jordan?
What's the story? How's it going?
Good, thank you, Jordan. What did you want to say on this? Now, without naming names, you know who did this.
Well, yeah, I do, yeah. And they're not even from the state, being honest with you, like, you know what I mean?
And are they are they young? Are they old?
They're all from around 14 to 16.
13 to 16-year-olds?
Yeah.
Doing
it wasn't
this.
Done by an adult either, like.
Okay, it wasn't done by an adult. It was done by 13 to 16-year-olds. They obviously got paint rollers or whatever to do it.
It was done with a sweeping brush.
It was done with a sweeping brush, okay. And it looks like it was done with something like that, yeah. And who are these and what's their deal and why are they doing it?
Well, no, it's just because they're sicking them really now at this stage, like, you know what I mean? Like, they were up here not so long ago. They were always robbing the delivery drivers. They're doing credit card fraud. They're doing everything up here. They sit outside your house till all hours. They give us apps, a big speaker, blaring music.
Sorry, are you talking about the ones who sprayed the graffiti?
No, I'm on about, like, the black people from this estate, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's why it's getting done. Like, they're not really happy with them now.
Right, okay. So you're saying that in the estate, there are a lot of black people responsible for a lot of antisocial behaviour.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
And who's okay? But who's spraying the graffiti? That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, they were white young fellas, like, you know what I mean?
But do these white young fellas live in your estate?
No, they're not from here. They're all up from City West, Carrigmore, the posh parts.
Okay, so
if down here is a ghetto, like, you know what I mean?
If these white young fellas are coming into the estate to spray graffiti in that playground, why are they doing it? Why, if they're not from the estate, if they're not having the antisocial behaviour?
I don't know, really, being honest with you. Like, they just stay up for a laugh, really.
Just little hard men, are they?
Yeah.
And in terms of the what you're claiming is antisocial behaviour in MacGillam Estate, with black people basically making a nuisance of themselves, you think that that's why graffiti like this is being sprayed?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
even though the young fellas who did it don't even live in the estate.
Yeah. I'm not saying it in that way, but, like, everyone thinks all the black people down here are angels. If you rank Snellys now, they tell you they don't deliver into this estate anymore. Like, you can't get food delivered to the state, like.
Because of the sort of crap
that's
going on. Because
black people keep robbing the delivery drivers.
And it's just black people that do that, yeah?
Yeah. About a group of 20 of them would go up and start dragging out a car, building the car. When he gets out, they'd run up and snatch the food off him and hit him or something like that and take the food off him, like.
And it's not any white young fellas that do any of that, no?
Never once have I seen a white person on it. And that's being honest. That's being 100% honest. Never once.
So what you're saying is that the antisocial behaviour of some black young fellas in MacGillam Estate is
yeah,
the
not
real...
all, not all the black.
No, obviously not all. But
some of the bigger youngsters, like some of the big black youngsters.
Okay, but some of the young, some of them, is what is leading to people getting so pissed off that they are spraying graffiti like that.
Yeah.
Even though the young fellas who sprayed the graffiti aren't even from the estate.
Yeah.
Could they have been asked to do it by somebody who lives in the estate?
I don't know if they were asked to do it or not. No, I just seen them doing it because, like, I live right across from that the Astro that it was done in, like.
Mm-hmm.
And I just know that they're not from here, like, you know what I mean?
And when you saw that graffiti, what was your opinion then? What, how did you feel about it?
It's stupid because they're putting a bad view onto all of us. You have everyone on that Facebook status saying that we're all a bunch of scumbags and all, when we're not. It's ridiculous.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Let me go to... Leah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Leah. How are you, Leah? What did you want to say? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go on.
So he's saying that it's making them all look like that scumbags, like racist scumbags, but that's, you're just contradicting yourself because you've just said that all the black people are the ones. So you're generalising black people and you want that and generalise. It's completely, you're a complete hypocrite.
Well, no, he did say that it's not all the black people in the estate. He said there is a certain section of them are causing awful antisocial problems.
But and there's a certain section of... of all people that are causing that,
and that's the point I was going to make to him. Jordan, I assume there are other people in your estate that...
Oh, yeah, obviously, 100%. Like.
So it's not just black people that cause antisocial behaviour, is what I'm saying.
No, being honest...
But it's highlighted that black people are the problem.
Yeah, because they are.
But they're not all... they're not the total problem, Jordan.
No, I'm telling you now, right... Like, 4 out of 4 times you'd see a black person causing trouble, and the other one would be a white person.
Right. So that's part of the problem, that they are causing a lot of antisocial behaviour.
Yeah.
Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in just one last call, and that's Jamie. You're on 98FM, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, Adrian. I'm good.
Good, Jamie. What did you want to say?
Racism has no place in Irish society, no matter... what happens, racism shouldn't and does not have a place in Irish society. We're all here, we're all out to do the same thing, we're all out to live and live properly, and I feel we should all be allowed to live equally without shit like this happening. Sorry, here's the language, but without stuff like this happening in a public playground where everyone has the right to be.
And Jamie, when you hear people like Porrick and even Jordan, not to a full extent, almost justifying this sort of graffiti, saying he can understand how people are getting so fed up. What do you say to that?
There's no excuse for that kind of behaviour. And I think his name was Jordan, witnessed the people painting that onto the ground. Jordan, I ask you why you didn't go out and stop those people. Why you didn't tell them, no, that's wrong. Because
why don't all the black people's mom and dads go out and stop them from going out and robbing delivery men?
So get together as a community and do it. You make the change.
Here, come here. Do you live here, do you? Do you live in McWilliams?
I work in Tallaght, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, do you live in McWilliams?
No, I work in Tallaght.
No, you have no idea what it's like, pal. That's
me. I live somewhere just as bad.
Where?
I live in Ballymun, yeah. I live somewhere just as bad.
Sorry.
So I know what happens, and I know how these communities work, and I know what happens. And you're saying 4 out of 5 black people have caused antisocial behaviour. Well, I can tell you where I live, we've quite a strong Nigerian community, and it's the opposite way.
Down here, pal. That's being honest with you.
Mate, we've an area, and there's an estate beside my house called Little Africa.
So what do you do? This is called Black William.
So you're saying 4 out of 5 black people is causing trouble. I can tell you 4 out of 5 white people in my area cause
trouble. Yeah, that's in Ballymun. I'm on about up here, man. We're on about McWilliam. We're not on about Ballymun.
Look, mate, racism doesn't hold a place in Irish society. You need to get that
in
your mind.
I never said it is. I'm not supporting racism.
You support racism by not telling the people that were painting that onto the ground in the park that they're wrong. You're supporting racism.
Well, Jordan... you don't support that graffiti on the ground, no?
No, obviously not. Why would I, like?
Okay. Yes, you didn't stop them doing it.
No.
Now, in fairness...
I'm not going to go out, like...
Yeah, in fairness, Jamie, I don't know if it would myself.
That's
a group of
my business.
Yeah, and are these a group of tow rags who did it, Jordan?
No, being honest with you, they're well brought up.
They're well brought up?
Yeah. Well brought up?
Yeah, they'd have more money than me and you.
God, if...
But the thing you're annoyed about is, Jordan, that they're giving you...
They're putting a bad image on
The rest of the people in
the
estate.
So get out and change the image, Jordan. Get out and get a better name for young people in your area.
Well, the council will probably clean up the graffiti, but anyway, thanks very much indeed, Jordan, thanks for your call, Jamie, as well. Jeremy is here with text messages and WhatsApp messages coming in.
Well, the first one is for Jordan, and it's from Billy. He says, if Jordan knows the people who did this, why doesn't he go to the guards with their names?
Really, do you actually want a young fella to do that? He's 17. Seriously, no. Why would he do that? I have the shit kicked out of him himself. No.
So how would people know? This is just typical of what's going on in these housing estates around Dublin, says William. It's absolutely disgraceful. If I were a black family living in that housing estate, I would be terrified myself. I mean, have they anything to be afraid of? Well, here's the thing. It starts off with graffiti, and next what you have is these little tow rags throwing bricks through windows and petrol bombs through doors. That's what happens.
Yes, I agree.
I'm embarrassed, says this. Are you embarrassed, Adrian?
I'm embarrassed for you. Well, no, not really. No, not for myself. No. Go on.
I'm embarrassed listening to this show at the moment. This is nothing but ugly racism. It rears its head every couple of months and it needs to be stamped out. Is there any need for all of us to be embarrassed?
No, obviously not for all of us. Some need to be embarrassed. What, definitely.
Embarrassed on their behalf, like?
I would be embarrassed on their behalf, absolutely, yeah.
I know, I'm not embarrassed. How can you be embarrassed when it's nothing to do with you?
Here's another message. Get together as a community and stop them. Imagine how hard the accusations of racism would come if a group was formed to stop antisocial behaviour in an estate with so many foreigners, says Stephen.
And Fiona, finally, and a very good point, Fiona. Frankly, she says, as someone who is half Irish and half African, this makes me sick.
Of course it would.
I've only just lived in Dublin 2 years now, and it makes me feel nervous now. It's very upsetting, and it reflects poorly on the area. Here's the thing, Fiona. You will only see this in certain housing estates in Dublin. Now, I know Adrian disagrees with this, but you will. You won't see graffiti like that in decent estates. And here's the thing as well. That graffiti was done within yards of houses. Someone knows who did that. Why don't they report them?
That young fella knows.
Yeah.
You
but you told
young...
him not to report. So who should report it? Whose job is it to report this?
People who know who did it, but I wouldn't expect that 17-year-old young fella to go to the guards.
Now I'm embarrassed.
He's putting his head on the chopping block.
I'm embarrassed now. I'm embarrassed for the people in that estate who won't report it.
Well, maybe he was the only one who did, who saw it. I live in a multicultural private housing estate in Wicklow, and there is never a problem with the people who live here. They all work for a living and pay private rent. I blame the state or the council for not integrating families properly.
Yeah, you're right. I live in a multicultural estate as well. In fact, on my road, there are only two Irish families, and the rest are from every corner of the world. And we've never had anything like that. Why? Because there's decent people living in the estate.
This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
The voice of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98FM.